The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Even if you're not an old fuddy-duddy like me, I am certain you are familiar with Bob Hope. Bob Hope has been called by many America's most beloved entertainer and comedian. Well, it is my privilege to welcome to the program the author of a brand new biography called Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence with the GIs of World War II. Her name is Martha Bolton. She has won more awards than I have time to even mention. She is the author of nearly 90 books, and she's a dear friend. Martha Bolton, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk to you about the new book and about Bob, and we're just going to have a good time. You're a great friend.
You mean Bob Hope or Bob Burney? You're excited to talk about... Okay. Well, okay, but Bob Hope.
I'm working on your book now.
But it'll probably be pretty short. And first, I should. You're never supposed to admit this kind of thing on the radio, but I am too honest for my own good. Martha was scheduled to be on at 4 o'clock today. I had it on my calendar on my computer. I told my wife. I said, "I got Martha today at 4 o'clock." But yeah, very few people understand. In fact, nobody understands how my brain works. And it's not because of old age. I have always been this way. Since I was a kid, I'm the most forgetful person on planet Earth. At about 4:15, I get this text on my phone. Were we supposed to have an interview at 4 o'clock? And I go, oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. And I called Martha, apologized profusely, and asked if we could move it to 5 o'clock, and she was so gracious. Although, it's probably 4 o'clock in Nashville, isn't it?
It is. You were supposed to call it 3.
Yeah, go ahead, rub it in. Go ahead, rub it in. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe it, but she was so gracious to move it an hour later. Martha, let's lay the foundation. The new book, it's available at Amazon, came out March 2nd. Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence with the GIs of World War II. Why is Martha Bolton the author of a Bob Hope biography? All right. For our listeners who don't know anything about you, why were you chosen to be the biographer?
Well, I was his first woman staff writer and had been with him for about 15 years. And during that time, not only writing his television specials, but personal appearances and military shows and different events that happened. Well, during that time, I got a chance to look at these letters, and they just amazed me at what they revealed and just the closeness and the depth of his relationship between him and the GIs and the GIs and him that I had no idea about. I mean, I knew that they loved each other. I knew that. Yeah, they respected each other. Yeah. Whenever a veteran would come to the show taping and they'd go up and talk to Bob, you could see it, the interaction between them. Whenever he was around the veterans, the respect and love that they had for him. But when you read these letters, you see that it goes to a whole new level. They're not a fan letter to a celebrity. They are buddies. They are best friends. Those he often called them his sons and daughters. Wow. They joke around together. They go back and forth. They share news from their lives to him, and he shares his news of what's going on in his life. And they could ask him anything, and he would get it for them. They could complain about anything, and he'd take it to the highest level to get it corrected. They knew he had their backs, and he did have their backs, and it comes through what he meant to those soldiers in World War II that kept up their morale and kept up their it fought against their loneliness. He represented home to them, and it just was mind-blowing to me as to read all of that. And you know, there's the funny ones, there's the ones that'll just make you choke up and cry. So when he was still alive, I talked to him about the possibility of the letters becoming a book. I said mm-hmm. they'd make a great book, and he agreed. And he also, you know, he said that they're very hard for him to read very often. You know, after the first time, they were so close to his heart and hard to get through them. So he suggested I talk with Linda, his daughter, who grew up with the letters, so she was very familiar with them and what they represented, and the historical value of all of this. They really give you an insight as to different events that happened, and from their point of view in their own words, and also in Bob. So we started working on it and got pretty far along. And then what happens in Hollywood, and with his career being so busy, we would get onto other shows and other projects and whatnot. Well, and unfortunately, he passed away. And neither one of us ever forgot this project. It was always there that we wanted to do it at some time. And so a few years ago, she sent me an email, and she said, are you still interested in doing that book? And I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. So the letters in the beginning were at his house, and I worked on them there. But now they had been given to the Library of Congress. So I would go up to the Library of Congress, and I finished going through the letters and, you know, making more selections and whatnot, finished up the manuscript, got it to Linda, and she would make really good suggestions, and then I would put those into the book and continued working on it, and including many of his personal photographs from that time, and put it together, and we were hoping that it would come out last year. The publisher, University Press of Mississippi, is who is publishing it, and it came out in March of this year, mm-hmm. which, now that I look back on how 2020 went for everybody, I think it's better timing that it came out now, because we are all ready for hope. And it's like Bob was always known for his timing, so I think he's still doing it. So it came out right when we all need it.
Well, I'm looking at the Amazon page right now, and it's got straight 5-star ratings, and it has already risen to the number one new release in literary letters at Amazon.com. So, Martha, it obviously is going to be a great success. I did not realize that you began working on this when Bob Hope was still alive. And so you went to the famous house in Palm Springs and actually went through these letters?
Well, this was they were at his house in Toluca Lake,
and
that's where we would work anyway. We'd, you know, drop off material and have meetings and whatnot there. And so the letters were there at the house, and then they would give me a box or two, and I'd go through it and select them. And I mean, we got pretty far along, so he knew we were working on it, and it's so gratifying to see it come to fruition. And and being so well received, which is really nice. We got word that Amazon had sold out of their supply within CBS did a on Sunday morning did a piece on it, and within 40 minutes of that piece running, Amazon sold out. So
yeah, and obviously CBS didn't forget about the interview with you.
No.
All right. Hey, we've got to take.
I'm not bringing it up. You are. Yeah,
sure. I will hear about this for years. Our guest is Martha Bolton, an incredible individual. She and her husband, Russ, have just become very precious friends of Joy and I. And we just love this couple. They're so sweet, love God with all of their hearts. And what a life God has given to Martha Bolton. The book, Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence with the GIs of World War II. You can get it at Amazon. You can, you can get it anywhere. Books are sold. And we'll be back in just a moment with more Martha Bolton. And we are back with Martha Bolton, author of a brand new book, Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence with the GIs of World War II. Martha, from what I understand, and I've never been connected with Hollywood like you have been, but from what I understand, the big-time entertainers don't respond to personal letters. They have a staff who answers the letters, and then, you know, somebody signs a letter. What you are telling me, that Bob Hope read these personally and then responded personally, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, and what it was so amazing is at the height of the war, he was receiving 38,000 fan letters a week.
You're kidding. 38,000
no,
a week?
38,000.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So he answered as many as he could and read as many as he could in every spare moment, which he didn't have many spare moments because he had his career
sure.
in both radio and film, and he had all the charities that he was working for, and then he had the military and was doing those you know, extra things that he was doing for the military. But these letters came every day and, you know, day after day, 38,000 of them. And what was so incredible on these, how the soldiers would write to him, they would write on anything they could get. They'd either have the V-mail paper or they would write on they even wrote on toilet paper. One soldier wrote on a coconut shell and mailed it to him. And if they didn't know his address, and most of them didn't, they would just send it to Bob Hope. There was this one soldier that sent it to Bob, and then in quotations, location doubtful, but probably near Hollywood, California, end of quotation, Hope. and it got to him. He was like Santa Claus. You could just write a letter and somehow you knew it'd get there. And it obviously did, because there's letter after letter saying, you know, this probably won't get to you, or, you know, you'll never, you know, you probably won't read this. And then sure enough, there's Bob's response to it. You know, he definitely got it and he definitely read it.
Do you know approximately how many letters you went through to write this book, Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence?
Oh, thousands. You had to keep reading, because when you thought you had enough and you'd read one or two more, and then you'd find something that you go, oh, that's got to go in.
Yeah.
And then you'd read, you know, you think you're done again, and then you come across another one. And, oh, it was just, I knew what I was looking for, though. It was overwhelming, but I knew the ones I was looking for because I wanted a nice variety. I wanted funny ones. I wanted historical ones that, you know, shared something of significance historically. I wanted the ones of him with the hospital patients, because they would often write him after they got out, or even from their hospital bed, they'd write him. I wanted, you know, the ones that tug at your heart. I wanted the mothers. I wanted the sweethearts. So I wanted these sections in the book, which is how it's laid out, of the different, you know, their complaints, and then how Bob would joke around and help them through those things. Yeah. And then, you know, what they were missing, that they're missing home. One section is, I won't be home for Christmas, and that covers all of the Christmas, a chunk of the Christmas letters. And so it just takes you on a journey as if you were there through their own words, through the words of the GIs and the words of Bob Hope, and takes you from the beginning, from his first show at March Field on May 6th, 1941, and then when war broke out after Pearl Harbor, then it takes you on there where Bob wanted to join the military, but Roosevelt said that his talents were better used entertaining the troops, and he was sure right. And not only did Bob do it for World War II, his commitment lasted his whole life.
Sure.
He did it for 50 years, all the way until his last military show, and he was 87 years old. And he's climbing in and out of helicopters and going up toward the front lines, putting on show as close as to the front lines as he can get.
Wow.
And, you know, there's bombs going on around him, too, and he's ducking all the same incoming. I mean, he had some close calls that happened, not only in those situations, but there was a plane crash that he was involved in, and it was a real risky situation, and he did it, just kept doing it. If the troops were going to be there, he was going to be there, and it's an amazing story of what he gave to America, and his heart, that he just, his commitment, his heart. We were absolutely blessed to have that little 4-year-old kid that came over from England. He says he left England because when he found out he couldn't be king.
The book is Dear Bob, Bob Hope's Wartime Correspondence with the GIs of World War II. It is rising through the lists on Amazon and every other list as well. Get it quick before it sells out. The author is my guest, Martha Bolton. And again, the title is Dear Bob. Martha, thank you so much for your time. And what a service to America. Martha, I really believe that our country needs this book right now. And I thank you for putting it together.
Well, it was an absolute honor, and I like to think that he's up there looking down and very pleased.
Martha Bolton and the book, Dear Bob. You can get it wherever books are sold, in person, online. Get it. Again, Martha, God bless you. Our best to your hubby, Russ. God bless you. All right. We'll be back with more Bob Burney Live.